Q1, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Today is a special episode. We will be interviewing three candidates in the California recall election.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me, Brett. It's another special episode because we are in special times. And I'm not talking about just the pandemic, but here in California, these are odd political times. There is a recall for the governorship. Whoever started the recall, who got the signatures together, don't like the job our governor, Gavin Newsom, is doing, want to recall him. And from what I read, when this all started, it seemed to start around the pandemic. But the deeper I read, it seems like they already had this going even before the pandemic, some of the organizers. But definitely they latched on to his handling of the pandemic in various ways we'll get to later. But the recall's happening, and I think it's 46 different people are on the ballot to replace him. If you vote for the recall, you can nominate one of them. Or it's not even nominate. I guess it's vote. Vote for one of them. So first off, before I introduce these people, Brett, what do you think about this? The whole thing?
I think it's like one of those gambits that Republicans try to do every time. I mean, I remember the Gray Davis recall election, and then Schwarzenegger got in. It was like a similar thing. Mm-hmm. Like, but then this time is crazy just because of all these candidates you've never heard of. And it seems like it's just chaos if he does get recalled.
And what was your impression? Like, if you were going to say one thing, it seems like this is about, what is it about?
I mean, I think the reality is it's just about not, it's about he's a Democrat and they want to take him out. But yeah, the pandemic is a very easy, like veil to put over it.
Okay. And I'll let our guests get into it because they're more passionate. I think both you and I are against the recall. I've already voted myself. Have you already voted, Brett?
I haven't dropped it off yet.
Really? You got to drop that off, Brett, because you're going to put some coffee on it and spill it. You're going to eat something on top of it and spill it and ruin the ballot. You got to get that to the ballot box. Why ever stand in a line again, Brett?
Seriously.
I don't understand that. What? This is the best way to vote.
It was good. Why? People watching. That's the only thing.
Well, go to the mall. All right. Without further ado, let's introduce, I'm very impressed with Matt, our producer, for getting some of these three of the 46 people. I was surprised we were able to get one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we'd get at least one, but we got three. It's amazing. And I don't really know the backgrounds. I only got names here. Well, I do vaguely known the background of one of them because he's famous, but the other two, I'm just now reading their names. But let's start with one of them. Tony Barron, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Tony, just to start off, I assume, well, I'm not going to assume anything. I was about to say, I'm going to assume you're a Republican because most of the candidates are. Are you a Republican or do you have another party affiliation?
No, I'm a Republican. Yeah, of course. Why would I not be? Because that's the only way to go.
Well, all right. A lot of the people are Democrat, or not a lot. I think nine of them are Democrats and a couple other.
I don't know what people you're talking about, but I know I'm a Republican.
I'm talking about the other people that are on the ballot for the recall besides yourself. So we'll get to your platform in a second, but thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Deepak Chopra, am I saying that right?
Yes, Matt, okay. That is actually correct. Thank you for having me on your platform.
It's unbelievable you're on the show, may I say.
Of course, everything is unbelievable until believability becomes embedded within one's consciousness.
That's, thanks a lot. I couldn't believe, I mean, just, I hear you're doing a lot of podcast and talk writing and stuff, and I think that's very impressive that you even care to get into California politics.
Of course. I've noticed the system is broken. Gavin Newsom is not doing the job of communicating to the people what one needs to learn on a quantum level. And that is why I am here, to help people connect with the karmic, electromagnetic, non-dualistic approach to politics.
Okay. We'll get, you have to get into that more, but let's first go to Manx Jackson, another one of the candidates on the ballot. Thanks for getting on the show here, Manx.
Thanks for having me. I'm stoked. And not a big deal, but the name is pronounced Manx Jackson.
Oh, okay. I said Manx.
Just the emphasis. It's more stoked than what you were saying. Manx Jackson.
Okay. I don't think it's a pronunciation. I don't think enthusiasm is part of pronunciation. Okay,
agree,
but
disagree,
with all due respect,
I
guess, Manx Jackson. I just don't want to yell into the mic every time I say your name. Okay. So, gentlemen, all three of you, I guess, agree on one thing. It's that Gavin Newsom should no longer be governor. So we'll assume that's the baseline. But let's go to the three of you and just give us, if you can, and maybe briefly what your platform is, what your, beyond being Republican. I didn't actually ask you, Manx. Manx, are you Republican?
Yeah, of course. Who isn't?
Thank you.
Okay. Deepak, I don't think you're Republican, are you?
No, I am quantum.
Is that a party? That's a philosophy.
Quantum is more of a state of existence between the poles of societal construct. And of course, what is democracy but societal construct within a field of consciousness? Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's get down to what would you say? I guess that is your platform. So what would you say then is your platform, Tony, Mr. Barron?
Well, I think the main precept of my platform is we got to get rid of Gavin Newsom, get him out of there, and start handling things the way they're supposed to be handled. I mean, enough is enough out here. Let's fix things, make them better, get Gavin Newsom out and do things in a better way.
That all sounded very general. Just in essence, you just said that you want to do things better, but your platform would be like, how are you going to do things better?
Yeah, exactly. Because when things are not going well and you're doing them wrong, then you got to go in and go, hey, this is wrong. Let's fix this and this, whatever this is. Let's fix it. Let's do it a different way that's better than the way it's supposed to be. And then we'll move forward from there and keep going and get to where we need to be. Pretty simple.
I find this frustrating, and I'm sorry. Brett, this is what I find frustrating.
It's not Brett. It's Tony.
I'm talking to my sound engineer, Brett.
Hey, Tony.
My producer, Brett. Brett, it's like this is the general thing you hear, and it is so general.
Platitudes.
Yeah, complaints about Gavin on the pandemic. It's like never, there's been nothing like this before of like, he's doing a terrible job. As opposed to who?
You know, he's doing a terrible job. Not just with the pandemic, but he's doing a terrible job with where he decides to go to dinner and with who and what he's wearing when he does it. Because he goes to that place, the French Laundry, with no mask, with a bunch of other people, when he's telling me I got to stay home and shut my business down and wear a mask around my house. And you know, I think we need to go in there and fix it and do better because he's not.
Fix it, do better. Okay. What about you, Manx? What is your platform?
Well, my platform is the American dream. Like, in what other country could Manx Jackson run for governor? Think about it. I'm a retired motocross star. okay? I haven't had a job in 4 years, okay? But this country gives me the opportunity to run for governor and be on this show and have a platform and talk to the people and talk about what I want to do.
But Gavin Newsom had an American dream. Like, why is your platform... Isn't the whole point of you running that you don't want Gavin there and you're going to do something better? Look, like, how is American Dream do the job better?
Tell you the truth, before the recall, I wasn't really paying attention. If you told me Gavin Newsom, I would have said, is that a sandwich? Okay. But he must be doing
Gavin Newsom sounds like a name of a sandwich to you?
Yeah, like one of those sandwich shops where they name the sandwiches after the guys who've went there every day right, for like 20 years.
That would be, who's the guy they named the sandwich after?
That's, I mean, some regular. I don't know. That would have been my guess.
You think they're named after regulars?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So I don't know. I don't know Gavin Newsom. He must have been doing a bad job because he's getting recalled. You don't get recalled if you're not bad at your job.
Terrible.
So, quid pro quo, I saw an opportunity to send it.
Send it. Okay. I think we've gotten everyone's basic platform. But let's get into the nitty-gritty of the pandemic. And let's use that example that was just brought up. Going to the restaurant. The French Laundry. Let me ask Brett first. Had you ever heard of that restaurant, the French Laundry?
Yeah, it's very famous. It's maybe like the most sort of snooty, high-end Napa Valley restaurant. Takes like years on the reservation list.
How funny to have a reservation list that takes years.
Of course the producer knows the place, Mr. Fancy Producer.
I've never been.
I'm just saying, this guy travels in rarefied circles, so of course he knows that he probably goes there for five meals a week.
Well, I'm sure Scott Aukerman produces fucking podcasts from the French Laundry. But, okay, I'd never heard of it, so I'm not in those rarefied circles. But apparently, it's really fancy restaurant. And let's just go around the horn here on when you heard the news that Gavin said... Let's shut down restaurants and wear masks? And he wasn't wearing masks in the restaurant? Is that what it was? Let's go around and let's see what the outrage was.
I found it quite outrageous personally. Of course, I have dined at the French Laundry. I'm very, very rich. But I do not think that it is a good, befitting thing for a public individual not to wear a mask when he's telling other people to wear one. After all, we all wear masks in society. All of us must alleviate the objective chaos caused by the mask that we wear in front of the world. Ask yourself, what mask are you wearing? What mask are you putting on when you go to the French Laundry of your mind? And when you do that, you'll notice that you too are a Gavin Newsom in your own quantum entanglement. Thank you very much.
Okay. Wow. That got abstract. Okay. I did follow that somehow. I usually...
Really?
Yeah. Usually in philosophy class, I did not do well. Let's just say. But what about you, gentlemen? What was your take on the am I right, Brett? He wasn't wearing a mask, or was it just that he went to a party when we were promoting social distancing? I barely remember what the story was.
I don't remember all the details,
both.
But I think he
went
to
a fucking party. Whoa. And he wasn't wearing a fucking mask.
Go ahead.
So he told everybody to not wear. He said, you wear a mask, which, number one, that's a fucking slippery slope. You know, like, what's next? We're wearing a mask, then we're wearing a turtleneck, then we're wearing a yarmulke, then we're wearing earmuffs. Like, enough is enough.
You know? Yarmulke.
And then he said, don't hang out with other people. And he's at a goddamn party with a bunch of people at a restaurant called French
Laundry.
Hold on,
I want to follow that slippery slope thing first. First off, turtlenecks, I think, would be, starting in the fall, a great idea. And
come on,
pulling
this is
the turtleneck
California. It's
up
80 degrees
over your
every
face.
Day.
What?
It's 80 degrees every day. You want to smother people in turtlenecks?
In California, that would be a mistake. In cold places, I think we should start requiring turtlenecks.
So let him go be the governor in a cold place, not California.
And that's the kind of thing of ignoring personal responsibility that drives normal Americans crazy. Okay? I don't need the government tell me what to wear. I don't need the government tell me what to jump or not jump on my motorcycle. Okay? I can get across the five.
Whoa, I don't know motocross. What are you not allowed to jump?
You're not allowed to jump major interstates, which is bullshit. They're easily clearable, and it saves me time on my commute.
But if you fuck up on your jump, you're going to jump. You're going to land on an innocent car with people in it. We shouldn't be part of your stunt.
Well, if you fuck up driving your car, you're going to hit somebody. It's called competence and personal responsibility.
Also, if you're going fast enough in your car, nobody's going to land on you. He's just going to go, like, you're going to go under while he's going over.
That is not necessarily true.
No. Anytime I would have hit you in my motorcycle, if you had decided to go faster, you would have avoided that problem.
I guess you don't understand velocity.
I don't. I'm going to be honest. And I wish more people would admit the things they don't understand.
I agree with that. Velocity is a very simple concept. All velocity is the electromagnetic passage of time within a field of quantum information inside a quantum void that becomes a spirit of electromagnetic dreams inside a quantum soup. Once you understand that, you know what it is. Admit it.
But what does that have to do with wearing a real mask? Doesn't it make sense? Guys, just answer this one question. Doesn't it make sense, especially now, once again, during this surge, just to be safe, to always wear a mask in public places? Why not? Just for other people.
Why do I have to worry about other people? This is America. It's about...
Well, why do you wear clothes in public? Why do you wear your pants and underwear in public? That's something that society's told you to do. Why don't you run around naked?
If you really must know, I wear underwear to hold my balls up. Because if I don't wear, you know, those things swinging in the breeze, I don't want that, you know?
What's wrong about with other that? People. I've always wanted to know, what's wrong with that? Your it's balls swinging around.
It turns into one of those perpetual motion statues, you know? Just click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. And I don't want that.
Ugh. I'm so glad my balls are not that long, Brett.
But that's got nothing to do with other people.
That's why I feel like some of these people are missing the point. We're trying to help everybody. Can the other two respond to that?
To the question about balls?
Simply safer in the most logical way. It helps. Like, I'm vaccinated, but I'm still wearing a mask.
Of course you're
for
vaccinated.
Other people.
Well, I don't wear a mask for other people.
Go ahead.
Well, think about it. You're at a grocery store. Everyone's masked and anonymous. Children are being redistributed amongst parental figures that are unidentifiable. Elderly people with cognitive decline are wandering off with different families. Husbands are pinching the butts of unknown strangers and causing marital discord.
So you're saying husbands would normally be pinching their own wives' butts, but because of the anonymity of wearing a mask, they're accidentally harassing other women, and children are being switched around to other families?
Do you have proof that that's not happening? Because that sounds reasonable to me.
That does sound like a nightmare. So you're saying... Because I do notice that the mask my daughter wears is a very popular mask with the kids. You're saying I could look away for a second, look back.
I'm saying, do you even know that that's your daughter at this point?
I know it's my daughter because she's still much funnier than every other kid I've met. So they couldn't have done much of a switch. But was it partly... that it was a fancy restaurant, Brett? If it had been a McDonald's, him hanging out with his friends, would we care as much?
Also, you should like that he wasn't wearing a mask. I thought that's what you wanted.
Oh, that's true.
But so it's the hypocrisy.
I understand criticizing from the left.
Wear a mask and then he doesn't wear a mask. Don't tell me to wear a mask and then don't wear a mask. If you tell me to wear a mask, I'm not wearing a mask, but you better be wearing a mask if you tell me to wear a mask, because you do it for other people. I do it for myself.
I kind of agree with that, Brett. I got to say, I got to concede that point.
It's, I don't like the hypocrisy, but from the left point of view, you know what I mean? It's I don't understand what? From the right point of view.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's move on to another thing that I think actually pissed off people even more, and it's more nuanced than you might think, but it's how he handled the public schools and education during the pandemic. A lot of people, well, parents, we got fatigue having the children at home on the Zoom. And of course, a lot of parents weren't able to literally go to work if they had to be with their kids at home. So there was a lot of drama about that. What are your guys' take on that? Any of you gentlemen?
I thought it sucked, you know? Like, why are you keeping my kid out of school? I got stuff to do. I run I own a gym, okay? And I got people coming into my gym looking to
Hold on. You're supposed to be closed down if you own a gym. You're like one of the main places that were supposed to be closed down, your gym.
Right, but that's not what happened, because I don't allow the government to tell me what to do. And if people need to work out, where are they going to go? They're going to go to a gym, so that's where I'm going to be. And I'm going to have them in there, and there's going to be enough room for everybody to do what they want and use. I mean, I paid a lot of money for this equipment, you know? It's not going to sit there and do nothing. We got to keep small businesses
going. That seems like the worst place for people to be is a gym. Breathing really hard in and out.
No, you know where's the worst place? French Laundry. That's the worst place for people to be, okay? A gym, look, everybody's locked up inside. They need to exercise off all the anxiety of like, oh, wear a mask, wear a turtleneck, put a turtleneck on, you know, enough.
So what did your kid do if you were at this gym?
Well, that's the problem. My kid came to the gym. Kid's fucking huge at this point. And I don't like not being able to control my own kid, you know?
He's very muscular.
Yes. Yes, he's put on a lot of mass, eating a lot of protein, doing a lot of burpees. He does like 3 classes a day.
That sounds good.
Well, to a point, but at a certain point.
How's his education?
He doesn't go to school. He hasn't been going to school.
You didn't do the Zoom classes?
Did they have those?
Oh, my God. Okay, what about you other two? What's your take on how Gavin Newsom handled the education and the Zoom classes during the pandemic?
Well, I don't have children, but I think it's been tough for everybody. It's been really hard for everyone, even the childless.
Well, that kind of makes me mad as a parent, because what did you do? How did it affect you at all? Well,
I date a lot of single moms. And
nice,
thanks.
Nice, during the
pandemic.
Nice,
yeah. So the
did you just say nice, all of you?
Yes, very that. Nice, nice.
So the daytime used to be, you know, prime time for you know, adult activities. But now it's such a hassle mashing up Benadryl and putting it in breakfast cereal.
Brett, I can't even follow this. Are you following this?
No, not at all.
Especially the daytime used to be the prime time. Is that what he said?
Yeah, I used to bone a lot of single moms when the kids were at school.
Nice.
Now, Brett, this is 2 podcast recordings in a row.
You know what this is? This is
John
Gimbling
brought up having school sex as well. I feel like I'm missing out on something here. People have sex during the school day?
The great thing about single moms is, you know, they love to fuck.
Yes.
Ooh. I don't know why that's gross to me. I don't want to picture this.
Positive.
I don't want to picture all this sex happening during the school day for some reason. I don't know why. Now I'm off topic. I don't even know what we were talking about. I'm mad that I'm not having school
talking about Gavin
sex.
Newsom going to the fucking French Laundry.
And Brett, I have a hard time defending Gavin Newsom going to French Laundry. It's just the worst name for
a restaurant. I hate it. I just, you just don't like the name?
Well,
I don't
like something about it. It's just hard. It's just everything about it.
On top of everything else, it's a confusing name.
I'm no fan of Gavin Newsom, but I'm not sure I want you guys in as governor.
Whoa. Brett, things are guests to our show.
you would rather
just talking about fucking single moms?
I agree with that. I was a little put off by that.
What's wrong with being a normal American? So what? I don't eat snails and butter and garlic. You know what I eat? Hot Cheetos. And I drink Pepsi that has a little bit of dip spit in it. You know why? Because I'm a real person.
So I do get a lot of that Gavin Newsom is like an effete kind of California, has his eyes on the White House and that kind of thing. Mm.
I agree with that. You know, my problem with the French Laundry is the snails are a little pedestrian anyway. Some of their best hors d'oeuvres don't really reflect the best of South France cuisine. So he's very disconnected from what the people really want. You need someone who's a man of the people who understands that. You know what I mean?
Oh, actually, French cuisine is not my strong point. But you're saying escargot is kind of passé, yes, and not of the people.
It's not just a little passé. And honestly, the wine that they paired it with the last time I was there didn't even go well with it. If you're going to do a 12-course tasting, you might as well pair the wines well with the food. So you need a man of the people like me who knows such a thing, who can communicate with the real people and what they want on a quantum level. Quantum.
I should not underestimate the Napa Valley and the big wine vote. Okay, well, just as a palate cleanser right now.
Because what are we at, the French Laundry?
That was my play on words there. But this is a similar situation. And first, let me start with Brett, since we are more similar in political viewpoints. But did you see the Jeopardy host, Mike Richards, now not only stepping down as host, but also out the doors EP.
Oh, is he out as EP now too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he was staying.
So it's kind of like a Jeopardy recall in a way. So I'd like to go around the horn here and see what your ideal, who your ideal Jeopardy host would be and why. I think that might reflect their politics here.
Johnny Carson.
Want to start? Carson?
Yep.
Okay, can we get someone alive? You don't mean Chris Carson, the running back for the Seahawks, I assume. You mean Johnny.
Johnny, the greatest host of all time of everything ever?
Yeah, but we're talking about who can replace. So Johnny's dead, so who's alive?
Well, just one of the smartest guys, you know? Just get one of the, like Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, you know, some of the intellectual elites.
Ugh. So these are the guys you listen to all day, Manx?
Yeah.
Rogan, Shapiro.
I think it's actually Manx.
Yes, it pains me.
Thank you.
Gives me a migraine to say his name.
I like, I need a long podcast for my cardio time. And nobody puts out consistent 4 hours a day like Rogan.
Rogan would be great as Jeopardy host because he's always just asking questions. And that's what that show is all about.
So I don't listen to any of these guys, but does Shapiro, he has a podcast too?
He's got everything.
Yeah.
What's his main thing, Shapiro?
That he's
Brett? Is the written word or is it a podcast? Like, what's his main medium? Yeah.
Oh, I think YouTube, I think.
Because I only see him on, I've only saw him on Bill Maher, and his voice is so annoying. It's like, how could you be a fan of someone whose voice is so grating? Unless it's mine, Brett, because mine has charm.
No, it does seem like a very strange guy to like behind. He's like a stereotype.
His voice sounds like a tiny chainsaw cutting through liberal bullshit.
He also talks so fast. Like, try to disagree with him, and he will just say 10 words for every one word you say. And you don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
That's how you know he's right. Because you only have to say like two words and he already is talking. He's already going.
Yeah.
You cannot trust someone with that pace of talking. You just cannot. And if you look him up on YouTube, every video says owns. Every video is Ben Shapiro owns some liberal. Ben Shapiro owns some college student.
That's not fair. That's not a fair criticism. He does own a lot, but he also destroys and eviscerates occasionally.
He said he sleeps on a bed of money. That's what he said on Bill Maher. So that sounds pretty great.
Oh, I thought he was being sarcastic. No? Oh, you like that part?
I'm not opposed to that. I too do sleep on a bed of money. I make many, many millions of dollars from my books and my lecture tours.
I read that about you. Are they all the same? Are they all ones?
All ones?
Are 20s or 50s? What are they?
Ah, the badge of money. Yes, I thought you were saying, are we all one? And I was going to say, of course, we are all one. They are all $20, $20 bills. I like to split up the money I get from my royalties. I made quite a lot of money from my last five books, Quantum Mind. The one before that was Quantum Intelligence, Quantum Leap, Quantum of Solace, and Quantum. And so... You know, I like to collect that money and then sleep on it so I can really enjoy myself with it when I'm banging my single moms during the day.
Ugh. Brett, I've always wondered that people that sleep on money, like, if it is just random cash. It seems like if you're going to do it, it'd be just all 100s.
I assume it has to do with the firmness, the denomination.
Well, 100s would be the most firm, you'd think, right?
Right. So 50s are medium firm.
I feel like if you're going by that, you'd want a big, fluffy, bunch of ones. Old ones. Mm-hmm. Don't you want a bunch of old ones?
Yeah, yeah. I slept on a duvet cover stuffed with crumpled ones for a while.
That sounds really comfortable.
But wait, let's get back to my challenge here. What host? Did we all give one? I don't think we did. Jeopardy host. Replacement.
I would submit, I mean, again, I don't know what the rules are. You said you cannot have Carson because he's dead. What about the Lord Krishna? Am I allowed to pick that?
Come on, you guys. That's so abstract. I mean, how can I argue with that? I'd be an asshole if I said he's a bad choice for anything.
I got a good idea. What about Andrew Cuomo?
Okay, that's a more challenging suggestion. Why?
Because he's unemployed, he needs to be put in his place and have it.
How is that putting him in his place?
Hosting a game show?
I don't understand that. Well, what about you, Manx? Did you give us a suggestion for someone?
Well, I said Shapiro and Rogan.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
But yeah, like, why not make it like jury duty? You know, like, make the show of the people. That's what I'm all about. Just get normal people in there, you know.
Someone from the audience, they don't even know they're going to be hosts, and they get called up to be the host from the audience. It doesn't seem that difficult, right? You're just reading.
Yeah. How hard could it be to keep a half hour of television moving out along at a good clip with great enunciation?
They could say their names and then go, come on down.
Yeah. And instead of trivia, what if they like guessed how much like cough syrup cost?
Okay, you guys are just doing prices right now. This is where these cycles were going in here, Brett. Okay, we've all done the host. Now another thing, and I hope this doesn't bore my non-California listeners, but we got these fucking fires going on here that are scary, and they're not just in California, and the climate is just, it's out of hand. And that's another thing that Gavin is being criticized from the right, is the non-believers in global warming and stuff like that. Are you guys on any part of that? Do you have any problems with the way Gavin handles the environment, or do you have any ways that you would handle the California wildfires any differently? I see I hear a fire engine in the back, Brett.
So yeah, that's speaking of fires.
Look, I'll tell you this. I think Gavin Newsom, with the fires, somebody needs to go in there and do things a different way and make sure that the fires are not causing as much problems as they have been causing up to this point, especially because Gavin Newsom is the kind of guy who will go to, he'll say, like, put a mask on, don't hang out with other people, don't go to restaurants. And then all of a sudden sees it French Laundry with no mask on.
Okay, you've gone way, you just try to steer this back to the French Laundry.
I just think it's so hypocritical of him to do that, you know? Okay, whether or not
we're talking about the environment, global warming,
who knows if
fossil fuels,
real.
Switching to electronic vehicles. That's the type of thing we're talking about here. Manx, do you have an opinion on that?
Well, I just, you know, like, I'm not that up on global warming. Like, I like 4x4s and motorcycles. So culturally, I'm just, you know, pro-gasoline. But from what I saw in the news, it's mostly gender reveal parties, right? That's where the fires are coming from. It's just mostly people saying, my baby's got a dick. So I don't understand why I got to give up my lifestyle just because.
Okay, that is true. Wasn't that last summer?
Yeah, I think so. But like,
there was a gender reveal party, which to me is a very funny party to have, Brett. Have you ever been to a gender reveal party?
I have not. I know
you
that they're
show up to the party and they say whether or not their baby's a boy or a girl.
Thankfully, I have not.
Can you imagine?
Bet I know where Gavin Newsom would have his gender reveal party.
Oh, come on. You don't know he'd have it at the French Laundry.
I bet he would.
The baby has to be there. They can't be in a wine place with a baby.
You got to make reservations like a year in advance. They wouldn't even know.
Wait, you got to have the baby at the gender reveal party?
The baby is at the gender reveal?
I assume they bring the baby out and they pull its pants down.
They show off the genitalia?
That's why you're there. I'd hate if the parents just said it's a boy, I'd go prove it.
It's like the Lion King, but just for the genitals of the baby. They hold it up, everybody cheers.
Right, yeah.
That
otherwise,
would nice.
What would you, Deepak, what would you be doing there?
How did they start a fire? How did they start a fire by waving a baby dick around?
Everyone just loses their minds, lights firecrackers and stuff like that, saying, oh, wow, it's a dick, and then immediately a fire begins. I think they should be, everyone should have adult gender reveal parties just for fun every now and then, like a birthday, you know, every 5 or 6 years. Just say, hey, yeah, it's got
it
a
sounds
dick.
More like a whip your dick out party than a gender reveal.
Yes, I throw some of those as well. They're quite famous, the Chopra cocaine and dick parties.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I read about that.
My party.
I think it'd be okay the way they used to have. When you're young, you have, you know, everybody goes skinny dipping. Maybe as adults, just have a moment in a more formal party where on the count of three, just everyone just pulls down their pants for a 10 count.
You're really, really hinting here, Besser. You're looking at us very pointedly and saying, I think this would be a good idea at a gathering if that's what you want to see.
I'm not going to be able to make it to your birthday this year, by the way.
Maybe that's more of like a purge night I'm imagining here. Okay, so another thing that is hit hard is, and Brett can relate to this, is music venues. Theaters, and what most people read about, restaurants. And a lot of people have been upset about when Gavin opened the restaurants, when people were able to go back to inside, when outdoor was available, all the different nuances of that. Do you guys, and we'll end on this pretty much. Do you guys, if you owned a restaurant, this is how I put the question. If you owned a restaurant, how would you have handled it? What would you have done during these various stages of the pandemic? If you weren't going on what the government told you to do, it was fully up to you. You're the governor of your restaurant. What would you have done? Who would like to start?
Well, I'll start, and I'll say I have been negotiating with a space near me to open a restaurant. I'm planning to open one very soon.
That is not a wise move right now.
It's called German Dry Cleaners, and you know we're going to serve various sausages.
This is not cool. This is obviously a direct reaction to the French Laundry. Are you going to be some right-wing establishment and it's easy
to get reservations there? Are you saying that because it's German? Look.
No.
It just so happens,
sir. I am a Besser.
It just so happens that I know people enjoy sausages and meat and potatoes. So I'm opening a restaurant, and I'll tell you this much. Mm-hmm. I have a right guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, to open whatever restaurant I want. So nobody better come over there and tell me not to open it. And when people come in, I get to make the rules about who has to wear a mask and doesn't. And it's
that's nobody. What I'm asking. What would those rules be?
Nobody has to wear a mask.
Okay? Nobody. How about your waiters?
No. No masks for the waiters.
The chef working with the food.
This is a weird technical exception, but the chef I'm hiring is a huge Halloween devotee. So he wears a mask every day. He has a different mask for every day of the year, but that's not related to the pandemic. So I allow it.
Your chef, even before the pandemic, would wear a Halloween mask in the kitchen.
Every day. He's been doing it since he was a kid, yes.
Even since he was a kid?
Yes.
Even on Halloween?
That's the one day he doesn't. Hmm. That's the one day he presents his real self.
Okay. That was a fair... I could argue with a lot of those points, but I won't. Let's keep it moving. Deepak, do you own a restaurant already? I should have asked.
You're a wealthy man. I do, of course. I thank you very much. I do own a restaurant. Yes. It's not a traditional restaurant in the sense that we don't serve...
Oh, vegetarian?
No, it's not food. It's more self-inquiry. You know, patrons come, they sit down, and we present them with a mirror to unbridled space-time events that they can then inquire within. And we ask them questions such as, why do you want to eat? Why are you here? What is the purpose of food? And then they pay a check. Usually we recommend 30 to 40% service charge. Oof. And that's it. It's a wonderful experience. I recommend you come by anytime.
I think I've been there. It's on Larchmont.
That's right. It's on Larchmont and Burbank. It's called the Transcendent Doorway to One's Own Entanglement Within the Quantum Soup. And I recommend everyone come visit, including Gavin Newsom.
There's not a front door.
No. It's sort of a mouse hole that you have to crawl through. And once you're inside, then you are truly outside, if you know what I mean. Vote for me.
Yeah, it's like a yellow jacket trap. Okay, so that's how he would do it. What about you, Manx? He actually owns a restaurant. If you owned a restaurant, that must be in your industry. A lot of people dream of winning big, getting out and opening a bar or something, I would imagine.
It's an exit strategy for the motocross lifestyle. I don't own a restaurant, but yeah, sure. If I owned a restaurant, everyone had to wear a mask. Okay, you couldn't order what you wanted. I'll just give you something healthy. I'll tell you how to raise your kids.
Oh, I see where you're going. There.
Sorry, I speak fluent sarcasm. Okay.
Now
I was starting to like that. I kind of like it. I kind of like good. You like that? You guys like that?
Yeah.
I was getting angry, and then I was like, oh, I get it.
I almost like the idea of a restaurant that tells you what to eat. I wish I could tell the other patrons at the restaurant what to eat when I'm at the restaurant. I want to go, no, you shouldn't be ordering that.
Is that just a control thing, or you actually don't like the entree that they're ordering?
I'm judging them, and I feel like they should eat better.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, just getting in other people's life, control, busybody. My doctor says that my blindness in my left eye is due to my Red Bull consumption. And I'm like, none of your business.
Oh, that makes me want to throw up. How much Red Bull do you drink in a day?
I don't track it. I get it in the 5 gallon, like those water jugs.
Oh, gross.
Hey, his body, his choice.
My body, my choice. It loses its carbonation in that system because it's
Brett,
gas.
Have you ever thrown up Red Bull?
Yes, I have.
And I bet you haven't had it since then, right?
Yeah, it almost smells like the vomit.
Gross. Deepak, have you ever thrown up Red Bull?
Oh, yes. Many, many times.
Really?
Oh, if you've
it
gone
sounds
to
like a pleasant experience.
It's, you know, it's a tasty, if you're going to throw up something, it might as well be a highly sugared energy drink. It's very tasty coming out as much as it is going in.
I can't imagine you, of all people, wanting to like spike your energy up. Seems like you're always trying to be at some equilibrium.
Well, equilibrium is merely a manifestation of one's energy internally as much as it is within the universal force, if you know what I mean.
I almost do. Some of these times feel I know what he means.
Nope.
That's what scares me.
Nope.
Okay, no. Gentlemen. I've steered you towards certain topics, but as we end here, if there's anything else about Gavin Newsom that you didn't like, that you don't like, that we didn't bring up, another reason that you want to recall him and replace him, now would be the time to bring it up. Would anybody like to start?
Yeah, I'll say this. I don't like, look, I think Gavin Newsom should be recalled because of what happened at the French Laundry. But I also don't, look, I don't want Gavin Newsom teaching critical race theory in schools, you know? So let's
he
not.
He never said he was going to teach it. You mean you don't want critical race theory being taught in schools?
From him or anybody else, I don't want critical race theory being taught in schools. So
I didn't even know that was one of the Gavin Newsom topics at all.
I don't either, but I bet it is.
He's never said he's going to go teach it
himself. Has he never said that? Do we know for a fact he's never said that?
I cannot say that.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. There's your proof.
Well,
I actually think that would be a wonderful way to judge politicians. Have each political candidate go teach critical race theory in a class, and we'll see how they do it. And then you'll get to know quite a lot more about that candidate based on how they teach such a topic. It is such a thorny one. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, man. I really like the sound of that in general. Just let's have every politician teach a day in a high school, Brett, every course, just to see how smart they are.
I'm down with that.
Don't we want politicians to be smart anymore?
Why?
No.
Why? So they can boss us around and tell us about things we don't know and say, oh.
Exactly. I want people to be smarter than me.
No, I want my politicians to be like me, street smart, okay? I guarantee you Gavin Newsom has never traded a shotgun for a little bit of meth so he could drive to Florida without sleeping. Okay? And he just doesn't understand Americans. He doesn't understand what we care about, what we have to do, the struggles we go through, and it's intolerable, and I'm sick of it.
Do you want your doctors to be as down to your level of intelligent, your lawyers?
Yeah, I would want my doctors to be, you know, just if my doctor could just hang, you know, if my doctor was just a little bit more chill instead of coming over the top, being like, I know.
Brett, do you hear this? This sounds like anti-intellectualism at its core.
Hey, look, we have a constitution with a lot of amendments, and there's amendments in there that guarantee us our freedom, and one of them is freedom of information, and that means that we don't need to know the things that we don't want to know. So if I don't want to know a certain thing, I have that right according to the U.S. Constitution.
Freedom from information.
I hate this. I hate this. I hate this whole recall. I hate for why it is. I hate how much money is being spent on it, Brett. I hate that a lot of Democrats who voted for him are going to be too lazy to vote for him again. They're going just to assume everyone else is. So this could possibly happen.
I wish
this makes me so angry.
I wish you had been more honest up front. I would have never come on your show.
Yeah, that seems very biased.
Yeah.
This is biased.
Yeah, I allowed you guys to say your piece. I allowed you to say your piece, but I think you guys are just being selfish.
Typical liberal.
Typical.
Setup.
Got owned. We owned this liberal cuck, yes. Didn't we? We destroyed this SJW.
Him. Don't eviscerated. Call me a liberal cuck.
SJW cuck, you dirty cuck.
Oh, God damn it.
I hope this goes up on YouTube so people can see how he got owned.
Do not That's put this funny. On YouTube, listeners. Okay. He does not seem like a smart guy, but I guess he's a talk show host, right? He seems like a buffoon. What's his basic? I've never listened to him once. I just saw one of his ads. What's his basic thing? What's his basic platform?
Is he the guy that does like several voices in a conversation and like he does long bits?
I love that guy. That's a different guy. No, that's a different guy.
It's a different guy?
Yeah, but he's great. I love him. He's like, oh, you're stupid. Yeah, I am stupid. So yeah. Funny. Yes.
Yes.
No, Larry Elder has done a lot of great things. The biggest among them is that he mentored Stephen Miller all the way through high school and college and up into politics.
Is that true?
Yeah, he did a great job shaping that young man into the good human being he is today.
Young Darth Vader. Okay. Well, okay. Since this is a comedy show and we've been so serious, I'd like to end our serious panel shows by giving each of you a chance to plug a comedy show or comedian on social media that you respect and would like people to check out. Would any of you like to begin? Well, while they're thinking of their plug, Brett, like I said, I wanted leadership at the beginning of this pandemic with the UCB theaters. It was left to the theaters and the music venues to close themselves, Brett. There was no leadership. Yeah. There was no leadership on when to really open and what to do. All these venues are just figuring it out on their own right now. And they're on a yo-yo right now. So we're selling this record of some of the live recordings we've done on Improv for Humans called Improv for Humans for Music. It's for NIVA, the National Independent Venue Association. Save our stages. Anything to add to that, Brett?
Not really. Yeah. I think we're at a critical time for that, especially with Delta variant and everything. Like it could even get worse for our independent venues. So
go to mattbester.com. You'll find a link on how to order that. It's green vinyl. That's what Brett should have brought up. Green vinyl. How cool is that? Pre-order that right now. So now that you've had time, gentlemen, are there any comedians, anyone that we should check out? Anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I'll plug this guy. And I don't respect him because he thinks he's all smart and shit. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. SeanConroy.com. He has all kinds of stuff there as far as like where you can follow him on social media and blah, blah, blah.
He's been on this show. He does think he's smart. He has a the Long Shot podcast where he thinks he's smart on that.
Yeah, he does. He really, I mean, and I got to say, I got to give it up. Not only is he pretty right about how smart he is, he's also very good looking. So I would recommend, you know, following him, acquiring photos of him, anything you can do to, you know.
He should talk about that more.
Well, I don't know him.
As much as his smartness.
Yeah.
All right. Good plug. Who's next?
Of course, the person I would like you to meet first is yourself. Deconstruct your karmic observations from your own subjective sensation and meet the mirror of yourself.
Okay, but other than that, that's at Matt Besser then.
Yes, exactly. And then there's also this other guy at Dhruv Uday Singh on Instagram. You can check him out. He posts like character bits and shit like that.
Oh,
enjoy. He's funny. He's funny. I've seen some of them
too. Heard of him too. He did the Space Jam parody that we did, Brett. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That's and nice. What about you, Manx?
Manx, nothing really to plug. The one guy I liked gave up social media, so he's in the woods right now.
Seems so just, smart.
So take care of yourself and take care of each other. Send it.
Send it.
Manx!
Guy gets a good catchphrase. All right, keep being human and send it.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Apodaca. Engineered by Brett Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code ESTATES for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.